The Australian Crime Commission's annual drugs report warns that the use of meth or ice is emerging as a pandemic. Methamphetamine arrests last financial year were second only to cannabis. The Prime Minister, Tony Abbott, says Australia will never win the war on drugs but needs to keep fighting. And health groups warn that the problem needs to be tackled at a family and local community level. Rachel Brown reports.
The Australian Crime Commission's Judy Lind says its 11th illicit drug data report paints a grim picture.
This year, the key findings are one of record highs. The number of illicit drug seizures are at an all-time high, as are the number of arrests, and the weight of illicit drug seizures are the second highest on record.
This second highest haul equates to 19.6 tonnes of drugs. Of most concern, seizures of methamphetamine or ice alone topped 2 tonnes, a jump of more than 500% on the year before, and this could be just a fraction of the quantity actually being used.
From a law enforcement side of things, we'll only ever have the tip of the iceberg. This is just because of the sheer quantities involved and the size of the law enforcement defensive will always be lower than the size of the market. In terms of community harm, ICE doesn't have any peer.
In Victoria, the state with the most methamphetamine arrests, Deputy Commissioner Graham Ashton says there's a generation of youth at risk, particularly in rural areas.
You're seeing high levels of addicted youth in relation to ICE. You're seeing the consequences in family violence. You're seeing it in robberies. You're seeing it in road policing offences and road trauma.
The Crime Commission says methamphetamine use is emerging as a pandemic. It's compared it to the damage caused by crack cocaine in the United States. While parcel post accounts for the majority of detections at the Australian border, a lot of last year's big hauls arrived via sea cargo from China. The liquid and crystal methamphetamine was hidden in carpet cleaning products, sofas and chairs, and shampoo and conditioner. The commission's also raised concerns that relatively high drug prices in Australia have made it a magnet for a flow of drugs from overseas. This is echoed by John Ryan, the CEO of the Pennington Institute.
The profits in the illegal drug industry are so huge. According to the Australian Bureau of Statistics, which was a very conservative estimate in 2010, out of sales of $1.05 billion on crystal meth, the profit was $1.03 billion. You don't get that sort of profit in legitimate businesses.
And where are the major syndicates?
A lot of it's actually coming from China, but it's also coming from countries as far afield as Burma, Iran, even Europe, Canada. So really, right across the globe, this is a problem, and supply routes are always outfoxing supply control law enforcement.
Have you identified areas where Australia could be doing better in combating the drugs problem?
We can't expect government to solve this problem. The real challenge, though, is to have honest, frank, realistic and factual conversations about drugs at the family level. We've got to skill up family members so that they can better deal with problems within their family. There are too many grandparents that are actually looking after their grandchildren because the middle generation is off the rails on drugs.
The Prime Minister, Tony Abbott, has told 3AW Radio it's a losing battle, but Australia can't give up. He says state strike teams and national border protection units will continue to fight the problem.
We are ensuring that the war on drugs is fought as fiercely as we humanly can. It's not a war we will ever finally win. The war on drugs is a war you can lose. You may not ever win it, but you've always got to fight it.
The Crime Commission says cannabis continues to dominate the illicit drugs market, with the numbers of seizures and arrests the highest reported in the last decade. Cannabis accounted for 62% of all seizures. Some argue it's an incredible amount of law enforcement dollars being spent when other drugs might be causing more harm. John Ryan says the community might be ready to consider different options for offenders, like diversion programs. And he's not ruling out decriminalisation.
I think we've got to actually look at what's been happening in America, particularly with medical use of cannabis, and also in two jurisdictions the community has voted to legalise. I think it's well worth keeping a keen eye on those developments to see what we can learn for Australia.
The Chief Executive of the Pennington Institute, John Ryan, speaking to Rachel Brown.